Today's shir is Masechta Bava Basra Dav Tzadik Aleph. We will be going on Dav Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud Tan Rabbanan Emes Takum Beit Yisrael. One may not do business. A person cannot try to speculate or try to make significant profit in Eretz Yisrael B'dvarim Shesh Ben Chai Nefesh, in foods that represent something that is essential for our lives. Going, and the Gemara gives us examples. Yenis, wine, shmanim, oil, saltus, flour. Amar alavar alavar ben Azaria, shemistakar bi yayin v'shemen. But they told us that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria would actually do business with wine and oil. And the Gemara explains why he felt that he may do so. Yayin, the Saval of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, when it came to wine, the reason he felt he could do business with wine because he held like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, that just like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira in our previous year said that when we spoke about what we're allowed to export to Chutz Laaretz, he says that wine may be exported to Chutz Laaretz because he specifically did not want that there should be a situation of intoxication in Eretz Yisrael. So if there won't be that much wine in Eretz Yisrael and the price of wine in Eretz Yisrael will be expensive, it'll limit the amount that people drink. Shemen, says the Gemara, the reason he didn't have a problem in exporting oil, because says the Gemara, that Ba'asrei, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria, the place where Rebbe Elazar ben Azaria lived, there was an abundance of oil, and therefore there won't be a problem in sending out oil to Chutz Laaretz. It wouldn't really make a difference. There's a question in the Paiskim. Al Gemara just spoke about Eretz Yisrael, that when it comes to things that are necessary for living, we can't use them to make too much profit. What would be the halacha in Chutz Laaretz, in a place that's mainly inhabited by Jews? The Sma says that this halacha is not all the halachas actually that we've been learning about not exporting from Eretz Yisrael to keep the prices in Eretz Yisrael down, as we just mentioned, learned in our previous year. So too says the Sma is the halacha in any place where there are, Baruch Hashem, many Jews living, and we want to make sure that the prices for our community remain fair. The Emek Shela, quoting the Shiltis, seems to say no, that the halachas that we're learning here apply specifically to Eretz Yisrael, not anything else. The question is, Al Gemara just said that Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria had no problem with wine and oil for the various reasons that the Gemara gave. And the question that is, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, is this limited to wine and oil? Or is it any food item that there's Baruch Hashem an abundance of? We don't have to be, the halacha will be that we won't have to be concerned about price gouging. So the Yad Ramah says that, of course, it's not specifically these two items, that everything else, everything that there's no concern of price gouging is mutter. But there are those that disagree and say that it's only wine, because the Gemara just gave an explanation. Wine, we want to limit the drinking of wine. And since Chazal wanted to limit the drinking of wine, so that's why by wine they made this halacha. And then oil also, apparently Eretz Yisrael is specifically blessed with a lot of oil. So since Eretz Yisrael is specifically blessed with a lot of oil, we never have to be concerned about oil in Eretz Yisrael. But anything else that the situation could be different at Eretz Yisrael, we would not be allowed to do this kind of business. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Ein Mistakrim Pamayim Bebeitzim. We're not allowed to make double the profit. When we speak about eggs, we're not allowed to make double the profit at eggs. We're not make 100% profit. Amari Bamari, Pliga Bar Rav Shmuel. So he says there's a machloikis, how to understand this brisa between Rav and Shmuel. Chanamal chatre, as we just said, you're not allowed to double it. Chanamar, the other man Dama says, the brisa means to teach us is that we have to make sure that there are not a lot of middlemen in selling eggs, because if there are a lot of brokers involved in the selling of the egg, what's going to happen is the price will keep on going up. And because the price will keep on going up, Chazal said, because they were concerned about that, limited that don't have too many brokers. Of course, the Rashbam asks, here the Gemara is saying that we can only limit it to double or not have too many brokers. But didn't we learn in the previous year that things that are necessary, the profit should not be more than a sixth? So why over here is there allowance to be more than sixth? One is because in those days, eggs were not considered chayi nefesh. Eggs were not considered something absolutely necessary. And another pshat that I saw is that the Rashbam suggests is that raising eggs is very difficult and time consuming. And because of that, if there's not going to be a decent profit in it, people won't go into that business and they won't have any eggs available. Tanabonim, Masriim. And there's two pshatim. And what does Masriim mean? One pshat is Masriim. That's the pshat we're going to learn, is that usually on davening, Masriim means to daven, cry out. The other pshat is that when they were in ace tzara, when they were suffering, they would blow a shofar. So again, Tana Rabbanan, Masriim al prakamatya, that if there's economic downturn and the price of different merchandise is going down drastically, and that is a problem that people are going to have serious loss. So a feel of a Shabbos, even a Shabbos will allow to do this. And again, we're going to learn that we're talking about davening tchina, which normally we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But here, because of the financial situation, and as the Levush explains, the Levush says that now when this is the situation, we need to be concerned, says the Levush, because we're going to now have a situation where people are not going to have panosa, and if people don't have panosa, it becomes pikuach nefesh. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. So says Rabbi Yochanan, what does that mean? Kigoin kli pishtim bebovel. If the price of linen clothing drops in bubble, and they wore a lot of linen, and their business was done with linen, yayin v'shem v'etzisrael, and similarly, if wine and oil drop, the price drops significantly in Etzisrael, and as we've been learning, that was a big source of their income, and because of that, you're now it's a situation of bikuach nefesh. Amar v'yosef, who dissolve, what does it mean that there was a price drop? But who dissolve a kama sar b'shita? If something which was originally the value of 10 now goes down to 6, so we lost about close to 50% of the value, that's a situation that calls out for hasra. Begins the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Ein Yotzin Me'aretz L'chutz L'aretz. One may not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz L'aretz. Elam Kein, only in a situation where amdu sosayim besela, where two saw of wheat cost a sela. Amar Rav Shimon, to which Rav Shimon says, Amasai, when was this said? Bezman she'em moitze likach. Yes, the price went up, but that's not the only factor to take into consideration. We also have to take into consideration, can you afford this price? Av bezman shemoytzi likach, but if Baruch Hashem you could afford to buy it, even though the price went up, then the halacha is afil ma on the saw b'seller. Even if a saw cost a seller, which is extremely high, layetzi you have no right to go out of to go to Chutzlars. It says the Gemara, Ken Hayy Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer. That's actually what Reb Shimon ben Yochai taught us. Almal, we remember the story in Megillas Rus, where there was a hunger in Eretz Yisrael, and Elimelech and his two sons, Machlon and Kilion, left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlars, to Moav, and Elimelech, Machlon, and Kilion all were nifter in Chutzlars. And then Naomi, who was the wife of Elimelech, went back to Eretz Yisrael. She had two daughter-in-laws, Rus and Arpah. Arpah ultimately did not return with her. Rus did. And from Rus, who married, as we're going to learn, Boaz, ultimately that's from whom we have David HaMelech. So there's two pshatim, which are, of course, very important pshatim, why one may not leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz under normal situation. The simple pshat is because there's so many mitzvahs at Tluyos Baaretz that can only be performed in Eretz Yisrael, and by leaving Eretz Yisrael, you're giving up those mitzvahs, and therefore you shouldn't leave Eretz Yisrael. But then we have another reason, which is a machlokes of the Ramban and the Rambam. And the question is there a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh? And the Ramban's opinion is that mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, applies bizman hazeh. And since there's a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael bizman hazeh, one should not leave Eretz Yisrael to give up that mitzvah. The opinion of the Rambam is that there is no mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael bizman of the Golus. There is a question, does the Rambam mean that there's no mitzvah at all, or does he mean that there's only mitzvah midrabbanim? There are other reasons, there are other exceptions. The Gemara, Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, teaches us when one may leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz, Lilmud Torah V'Lisa Isha. Those are situations where somebody also may leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz. But however, Tosfos' opinion there in Masechet Avodah Zarah is that leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz to get married or to learn Torah is only permissible if the intention is to return to Eretz Yisrael. But if there is no intention to go back to Eretz Yisrael, one may not go. The Rambam's opinion is that actually there's a difference between what we're learning in our Gemara and the halacha of Lisa Isha or Lilma Torah. In our Gemara, where the Gemara is saying that one may leave Eretz Yisrael because of a financial situation, it has to be a significant financial situation. So then the Gemara is saying, if it's just impossible to financially make it in Eretz Yisrael, you could go to Chutz Laaretz. But when it comes to Lisa Isha or Lilma Torah, it doesn't have to be a serious situation. As long as one feels that he can learn Torah better in Chutz Laaretz, one feels it's easier for him to get married in Chutz Laaretz, then the halacha is that one could go to Chutz Laaretz. Moreover, the Karen Oyer's opinion is that even though the Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah says that the heter is for Lilma Torah Lisa Isha, says the Karen Oyer, it's for every mitzvah may one go to Chutz Laaretz. And he says that the reason is, if for financial reasons, as the Gemara just taught us, we may leave Eretz Yisrael, certainly to perform a mitzvah, you may go to Chutz Laaretz. The Pas HaShulchan disagrees, and the Pas HaShulchan says that no, the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah speaks about Lisa Isha Lilma Torah. Those are the only mitzvahs one may leave Eretz Yisrael for. Any other mitzvah one may not leave Eretz Yisrael for. The Shiltus' opinion is the most lenient. The Shiltus' opinion is that for any mitzvah, one may leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laaretz. And moreover, he says that even if it's not with the intention of coming back to Eretz Yisrael, if you're leaving Eretz Yisrael because you want to do a mitzvah, then the halacha is you're allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz. The Marit makes the following distinction. The Marit says, when it comes for Panasa, that Al Gemara spoke, so Al Gemara says you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael because of financial situation, But our Gemara says the marit means only in a situation where the intention is to return to Eretz Yisrael. But when you're leaving Eretz Yisrael for the reasons that the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah discusses, Lisa Isha Lima Torah, it doesn't have to be Al Dat Lachzer. It doesn't mean that you don't have to have intention to come back. You're allowed to leave permanently. The Stechemed quotes the Sefer Steya Oretz that says that you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael in order to go be mispalo akivrei tzedekim that are chutz laretz, as long, again, it is your intention to return to Eretz Yisrael. The Stechemin himself is not quite certain if that is the halacha. And the Stechemin says that just like we discussed the machloikis rishonim, when one may leave Eretz Yisrael, and under what conditions one may leave Eretz Yisrael, so every opinion that we just quoted will also be relevant to going to leaving Eretz Yisrael for going to Kivrei Tzadikim. And it'll only be mutter according to the opinions that say it's mutter in the situations that we just explained. That this explains the Imrei Shammai is the basis of why Avraham Avinu left Eretz Yisrael for Yehi Ra'a Baretz. So he says that the original source that one may leave Eretz Yisrael because of a dire situation, a dire financial situation, goes back to the time of Avraham Avinu, where it became clear that for such a reason, one may leave Eretz Yisrael. The Chachmas Adam says that the reason that one could leave Eretz Yisrael in such a situation is because what makes Eretz Yisrael special? What makes Eretz Yisrael special is the Avir de Aramachim. Eretz Yisrael is the place that we could grow in Liman HaTorah. And since Eretz Yisrael is the place where we have the greatest chance of growing in Liman HaTorah, so if the environment of Eretz Yisrael, the financial environment of Eretz Yisrael, lends itself to learning Torah, so of course we should stay in Eretz Yisrael. But if that isn't the situation in Eretz Yisrael, then one may leave Eretz Yisrael. So many Mefarshim quote the Metzudas David. The Metzudas David says that our Gemara, when it speaks about Machi Vekilion being the Gedolei Dor, and the question is that it seems that because they were Gedolei Ador, the Gemara is asking, why should they be punished? But if they were regular people, it wouldn't be a question. So explains the Metzudas David, what's pshat in the wording of our Gemara? So he explains that the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, that Yud Dal Raman Aleph teaches us, that Kala Oyla L'Gdula, anybody who's appointed to a position of prominence, they forgive all of his averis. So Machlam V'Kilyan and Avimelech, as the Gemara just said, were appointed to serious positions. So they had all of the averis nimchel. So the Gemara's question is, if we see that they had mechilas avoinus because they were appointed to this position, so then the question is, why did they get punished? And answers the Gemara that even though they had mechilas avoinus, but because they left Eretz Yisrael, that couldn't help, that nothing could help them, that nothing could help them because of the avera of leaving Eretz Yisrael. And the Chassam Sofer takes this a step further. He says what the Gemara means to say is that obviously, Machlon V'Kilion had no other Averis. And that's what the Gemara is trying to emphasize. The Machlon V'Kilion had no other Averis, and the only Avera they had, but the Gemara is stressing that is enough of an Avera to be punished so significantly, is the fact that they left Eretz Yisrael. The question that comes up is, does this halacha apply to men only or to women also? So the Chashukei Chemed says, if we look at the Gemara here says that it seems that we're only speaking about men. But then we look at the next Gemara, and the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, V'tayim kol ir aleihem, when Naomi and Ruth returned, and everybody said, V'tamano hazois Naomi, and they were wondering it's Naomi. The question is, what does it mean that they were wondering it's Naomi? So he explains that they were wondering, how did Naomi survive? And the fact that she survived, if she left Eretz Yisrael, she should have been punished, just like her husband and her children. And certainly, the question really depends on what we spoke about earlier. Is the mitzvah, if we're saying that the reason one may not leave Eretz Yisrael is because of the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, the question is, even according to the Ramban, who says that there is a mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, does it apply to women? But actually, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that if there's a couple, and one of the parties of the couple wants to go Eretz Yisrael, and the again, so what is the explanation? Because maybe women are not relevant to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because they don't have a share in Eretz Yisrael. And again, the question is, what is the mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, what is the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael connected to? Is it connected to having a share in Eretz Yisrael, so women don't have a share in Eretz Yisrael? Or is it connected to the obligation of mitzvahs hatluyas baretz? And that's why there's not only are there all those mitzvahs, but the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is because you should be able to do those mitzvahs. And then it would be applicable to women as well. And the other raya is that the Gemara says, and it's a Yerushalmi, that if you have a couple and one of the parties of the couple want to live in Eretz Yisrael and one do not, so the other one could force the one that doesn't want to go to Yisrael to go to Eretz Yisrael. If the mitzvah was only on men and not on women, so then we could understand where a husband could force the wife. But why could the wife force the husband? Clearly, the reason that a wife could force a husband is because the wife also has a mitzvah of going to Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says, as we mentioned before, the first place we find somebody leaving Eretz Yisrael for because of a financial situation is Avraham Avinu. So the Ber Maim Chaim says, the pasuk says, "Vayhi ra'a ba'aretz, v'yered Avraham Mitzrayim lo gasham, ki chavad ha'rov." So the question is, why does the pasuk have to repeat "ki chavad ha'rov"? So he explains, as we're learning, one is not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. And we also quoted earlier that the opinion of the Rambam, it seems, is that there's a difference between the mitzvah of the reason of leaving Eretz Yisrael. If you're leaving Eretz Yisrael, Lisa, Isha, to get married, Lil Mei Torah, then one is allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael just without any specific extreme situation. But if one is leaving Eretz Yisrael because of financial reasons, it has to be a serious financial situation. Otherwise, one may not leave Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the pasuk says, "Ki chaved erov." If it would just be v'hi ra ba'aretz, if there was just a hunger in Eretz Yisrael, that would not give Avraham Avinu a right to leave Eretz Yisrael. Only because it was a situation of "Ki chaved erov," where it was very desperate, that gave Avraham Avinu the right. That gave Avraham Avinu the right to leave Eretz Yisrael. So it continues, the Gemara v'tam kol ir aleihem. When Naomi returns, the entire city is tumbling. V'tam hazois Naomi. Ask the Gemara, what was meant with those words, hazois Naomi? Amar Yitzhak Amru, the people of the city said, chazisem Naomi, do you see what happened to Naomi? She also me'eretz Yisrael, me'eretz l'chutzlaretz, she left Eretz Yisrael to go chutzlaretz. Ma'osala, she also suffered. She lost her husband and her children because of that aveira. And as we said, that means that she too deserved to be punished because of this sin of leaving Eretz Yisrael. Vam Rabbi Yitzchak, Baisa Yom Shabbos Ros Mevi'el Eretz Yisrael. That day that Ros arrived from from Mayav Tetzisrael, that was the day that Mesa Ishtar Shabayas, that Bayas' wife passed away that day. V'hani damri inchi. And says the Gemara, this is what people say. Adalai shachav shicha, until somebody passes away, kaimu mani beisei, the person who's going to succeed that person is already prepared. And here too, as soon as the wife of Boaz passed away, Rus was there. And the lesson here, I saw it in the Mefarshim explain, extremely important lesson. The Rashbam focuses on this. And that is that a person should have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to always take care of us. And here we see it, that Boaz was unfortunately left alone, but immediately he had another wife prepared to be there to help him. Amar Rav Rav Huna, Amar Rav Iftson. There's a shofet that's spoken about in Tanakh called Iftson. Zeh Boaz. That's the Boaz that we find in Megillas Rus. So ask the Gemara, my Kamashmal, what is Rav Rav Huna coming to teach us? Answers the Gemara, Ki'idach. It wants to teach us something else that Rabbi Rav Huna taught us. The Rabbi Rav Huna, the Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Meiv es mishtos osu Boaz. Boaz made 120 parties, le bonov, to his 60 sons and daughters. And the Rashbam explains that for every son and daughter, he made a suda when they had Erisim. We know that we often speak about this in our shiurim, that in the time of Chazal, in the earlier times, we know every Jewish marriage has two stages, the Erisin and the Nisuin. So, and there was typically a year in between. By every Erisin he made a Nisuin, by every Erisin he made a Suda, by every Nisuin he made a Nisuin, and then he had the Sheva Brachas is also considered a Suda. The Rabbeinu Gershom explains that he made a Suda by every one of his children. He made a suda by every one of his children when they were born, a bris by a son, and a kiddush by a girl. And in fact, the Pnei Menachem used to say that this is the, quoting the Rabbeinu Gershom, is the bris, that there's a point to make a kiddush when one has a baby girl, because this is what we find that already Iftson did. Says the Gemara, Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Vehilei Shloshim Banim Vehshloshim Banis, Shilach Echutzam. He sent his daughters. In those days, the women would typically go live with a man, where the husband lived. So he sent his 30 daughters to live with their husbands. Vehshlosh Banis Hevil Banim Echutz. And he brought in 30 daughter-in-laws for his sons. Vehishperes Yisrael Shevim Shanim. Vekol Achas Vachas. Also, shtei mishtos. Achas bebeis aviv, one in his family. Achas bebeis chamav in his wife's family. Ubekula lezimin es menoyach. And to all of these sudas, he did not invite menoyach, because at that point, menoyach did not have any children. Amma, and he said, budna akara, I'm inviting him, but he doesn't have an opportunity to invite me back. But my parli, he won't invite me back. And of course, the Masha asked the question, that's a reason not to invite. It's that Boaz Iftson is not inviting Menoyach because he's not going to get a return invitation. So the Masha explains, which is not necessarily very different, Bizman Azeb, that when you invite somebody to a simcha that you're making, so he comes with a gift. And the expectation is that when he will make a simcha, he will invite you, and you will bring a gift. But since he knew that Menoyach doesn't have any children, so he knew if he's going to invite Menoyach to his simcha, then he won't come back, then he won't invite, then Menoyach will not have the opportunity to invite him to a simcha, because Menoyach doesn't have any children. And in order to avoid Menoyach having to have to give a gift when he doesn't really won't get reciprocated. That's why he didn't invite him. Din Yaakov says, the Gemara says, that Menoyach was an Amaretz. And therefore, he did not want to have an Amaretz at a Suda that he was making, because he was concerned, as we have often in Shas, that Amaretz is not careful on Hilchus Tumah V'Tahara. And since is not careful about Hilchus Tumah V'Tahara, the halacha is that the Amaretz were avoided. Another pshat, which is probably the simplest pshat, is that he didn't invite Menoyach because Menoyach will feel bad that here he has Baruch Hashem such a large family and he's constantly making simchas and Menoyach doesn't have that, so that's why he avoided inviting him to not make him feel bad. But then I saw that the sefer Oyev Yisrael says that the pasuk in Rus says Halayavakish Lucha Menoyach. So he explains that was what Rus advised Naomi. So the Pashup Pshat is that Rus was advising Naomi to find herself a husband. But he explains that what it means, the Oyev Yisrael explains, was like this: that Naomi recognized that why was Boaz punished, that all of his children should pass away, because he made Menoyach feel bad because he didn't invite him to his simchas. So he told Rus, not only should you marry Boaz, but avakish loch Menoyach, make sure that Menoyach will be invited. If you make sure that Menoyach is invited to the wedding, so then we'll know that your children that you'll have from Boaz, there won't be any reason for Menoyach to be upset with your family, and your children will survive. Tana says the Vakula Mesu B'chayev. They all passed away during his lifetime. And the Pashup Pshat, what the Gemara is teaching us here, is that even if somebody got married to a woman when he's young, and he had many children with his first wife, he should still continue getting married and try to have children. Because here we have, when we speak about Boaz got married to his wife, he had 60 children. So Boaz could have taken the approach, when his wife passes away, I don't have to get married again. The point of getting married is to have children. I already, Baruch Hashem, have many children. So says the Gemara, but they all passed away. And the only children, and the children that make Menoyach famous, are the children that are from Rus. So one should continue trying to get married and having children. If you have 60 children that don't survive, so the question is, Shitten Lamalach, why do you need those 60 children? Have one child, as Boaz had that one child, the Mishten Saris, that will be better than the Mishten Saris, that will be better for you than the 60, because that wife will survive. Simon, Melech, Avram, Shnei Moshe, Shnifta, Misnas Levadoi. Amar Avchana Barava, Amar Rav. Elimelech, V'Salmon, or Pliny Almoni, Elimelech, and Salmon, who's the father of Moyas, and is Pliny Almoni, who did not want to do Yibum with Naomi, the Avi Naomi, Kulam b'nei Nachshon b'nei Menadavim. They were all the children of Nachshon b'nei Menadavim. Ask the Gemara, my Kamashmalan, what do we want to learn with this halacha? Answers the Gemara, to teach us, Shafilu Misha Eshle Yischus Ovis. Even if somebody like Elimelech, who had incredible Yischus Ovis, we can't think of anybody greater than Nachshon b'nei Menadav, who jumped into the Yamsuf. Einoi Amedisloi, that nothing will help him if he violates, as we've been learning in our shir, and Bishar Shiyotze Me'aretz L'chutz La'aretz, if he leaves Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz La'aretz. And what the Mashal explains is, Chutz Ovis can't help if you do the wrong thing. V'amar Avchana Barava Amarava V'imida Avram, the mother of Avram, her name is Amasla ben Karba. So the Rashbam explains that since the Yitzchak V'Yaakov, their mothers are mentioned in the Torah, but the mother of Avram Avinu is not mentioned in the Torah. The Gemara wants to teach us that whose name, who she was as well. A masl b'karbon, even the Haman, the mother of Haman, her name was Amasloi ba'urbasi. Says the Gemara, since their names are similar, we want to have a way not to get confused. V'simonech tamei tamei. The oiriv is a non-kosher bird. So the mother of Haman is Urvasi, is a tamei bird. And karnaba is a way of explaining sheep, which are kosher. So that's why the mother of Avram Avinu has the name of karnaba. Ime the David, the mother of David HaMelech, was Nitzba Bas Adol Shma. Ima the Shimshon, her name was Tzilfoinis. The Achsei, and the name of the sister of Shimshon was Nashin. Says the Gemara, so the Rashbam explains, why is the Gemara so anxious to tell us the mother of Shimshon? Because he says that the Pasuk so many times mentions the Ima Yishel Shimshon, so that's why we need to know her name. But ask the Gemara, L'mayin Nafkamina, why do we have to know all these names? L'tshuvas Haminim, that if the Minim ask us what are the names of the mothers of these individuals, so we'll be able to answer. So what's the point of being able to answer? So I saw that what we're learning here is the importance of Torah Shabbat Peh. The Gemara is teaching us that Torah Shabbat Peh complements Torah Shabbat Ksav. What does that mean, it complements Torah Shabbat Ksav? These names are not mentioned in the Torah. Where must we get the names? We have to get the name from Torah Shabbat Peh, because Torah Shabbat Peh complements Torah Shabbat Ksav. So I saw that there are mafarshim that suggest that mentioning these names is a skula for Shmira. Some suggest that saying the name of Amasloi Bas Karnaba Imad Avram, saying it 17 times is a skula for Hatzlacha. Some say saying it 3 times, if somebody wants to find favor in front of somebody else, the way to do it is before he has that meeting, he should say the name of Avram Avinu's mother 3 times. I also saw that if somebody has an enemy that's trying to hurt him, he should say the name of Haman's mother. And what you will accomplish is just like Haman wasn't able to do bad to Klal Yisrael, just like Haman wasn't able to do tzaros to Klal Yisrael, by saying Haman's name, you'd be able to fight off any tzaros that such a person would want to do to us. Says the Mavam Rav Chanan Bar Abba, Marab, Esesharim Nechmesh Avram Avinu, for 10 years was Avram Avinu in captivity by Nimrod. Shalosh, for 3 years he was in Kuta, and Mesheva, he was in a place called Kardu. Rav Diva Ben Adar, Masna Ipcha, says just the opposite. And the Rashbam says that what happened was Terach, his father, turned him over to Nimrod, because he didn't want to worship Avodah Zarah. The 10 years he was in captivity is because we know the Gemara says that for one pshat, that he hikar es bayir when he was 3 years old, so he was in captivity till he was 13, till he was bar mitzvah. Another pshat is that these are the 10 years, b'schus that he was in captivity for 10 years, that's why he was able to get at Yisrael, which was made up of 10. And it's divided in 7 and 3, because we know, we've learned this already, that we only got 7 of the Amim of Eretz Yisrael. The other 3 will come when Mashiach comes. Amar Rav Chisda, Ivra Zira, place called Ivra Zira, the Kuta, that we know that place, is the Ur Kasdim, that where Avram Avinu was thrown into the fire. Vamar Rav Chana Bar Rava Amar Rav, Boisi Yom Shenifta Avram Avinu Men Oilam, the day that Avram Avinu was Nifter, all the world stood in a line, as we know as the minig, after Levaya, Vamru, and they said, terrible is it for the world that lost its leader, and terrible is it for a ship that lost its captain. So one pshat is that the manig of the world is a person that has to just lead the world physically. A kabanit is a person who's a captain. A captain has to think about everybody. Another pshat that the Imre Emes said is that if a king dies, a president dies, so you could appoint another person to take over his place immediately. But if the captain of a boat dies as they're sailing in the sea, there's nobody there available to replace him. Now, the Gemara is saying is that Avram Avinu's leadership was such a leadership that everybody, that he could not be replaced. And another pshat that I saw, that the Rai Shurov says, that what made Avram Avinu great is that he was great in everything. And he constantly, I saw the explanation for Rav Shach Zatzal, a shura is a line where everybody stands still. The Malchei Olam, the entire world, were in a shura. They didn't move any further. What made Avram Avinu great is that Avram Avinu was always on a ship. He was always moving forward. The siman of greatness is when somebody is able to constantly able to move forwards. Another pshat that I saw is that the difference between a manig, a president, a king, typically only associates with great people. He doesn't associate with everybody. But the captain of a boat has to associate with everybody. And that's what they're saying about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was able to lead everybody and connect to everybody in Klal Yisrael. Another pshat that I saw is that a kabanit is somebody who has to be able to lead even in difficult times when there's a storm. And what we're learning from here is that Avram Avinu didn't just lead in good times, but that he was like captain. Even in storms, then he was able to lead. The Rameya Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, explains that a manik ha'olam, the difference between a manig and a kabanit is that a manig is somebody that's replaceable. A kabanit is not replaceable. And Avram Avinu was a person who could not be replaced because he was so great. The pasuk says, "V'masnasil chol l'roish, Omar Rav Chana bar Rava Omar Rav." The teacher's a filereish gergusa, even not a very serious position, just appointed to be the head of taking care of the water, the well. Mishmaim mukmilei hamasnasim b'chol roish. Nobody could be appointed to a position of greatness without HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointing him. And the Mashal explains that from here we're learning how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that happens in this world is based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who decides who should be in a position of leadership. And I saw the Mefarshim explain, because a person who's appointed to a position of leadership has Mechilas Avinus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides who is deserving of that. Amr Rav Chiya bar Avin, Amr Rav Yishuv ben Karcha, Chas v'Shalom. We learned in the Mishnah that Elimelech Machum v'Kiryah was perished because they left Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Lartz. Says the Gemara, it's difficult to say, Sherei she'afilu motza subin, even if there's just bran that they could have found in Eretz Yisrael, la'yotzu, they would have never left Eretz Yisrael. So they left because it was a desperate situation. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara Neiman Nenshu. Why were they punished if they didn't do anything wrong in leaving in Eretz Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Sha'olam Levakash Rachmam Adoram, they should have davened for the people of their generation that they should not perish, v'lebikshu. And that is a reason to suffer. Shenemar Bezakecha Yatzilucha Kipzucha. Amar Rava Bachanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When is the halach that one may need to live at Yisrael, even if things are expensive? That's only in a case where money is obtainable. If money is hard to come by. Even if the price of produce goes down, Amdo al arba son besela yoitzen, then you're allowed to go out. And the Gemara will speak about this. Simon sela poil charuva talya amrin. Damar Yochan, Nehirin, I recall, could have a kiyamin, arba son besela, where you could get 4 saw of chit for 1 seller, so it's very cheap. Still, having the fishy nafsi kafin, there were many people that died of starvation, but tferia, but the less iser. Because if there's no money, then the fact that the produce is cheap won't help us. But Rabbi Yochanan, here I recall, kilayav metagin palalim, when we couldn't find workers, lemindach karta, that didn't want to walk of the east side of the city, there was just enough of a reason that they wouldn't work. Mimreich Peter Meissen, and they would die from the good smell of the bread. They were hungry and they couldn't find work. I recall when a child would take a piece of carob, and there was so much oil coming out of this carob, I'll train the roy that would all spill on his hands. And the Ben Yoyada explains that what was learning from here is the Yodayim represent what a person works, a person toils in learning Torah. And if somebody works on learning Torah, then he'll have the schus that he'll be able to have panasa and a sweet panasa. I recall that when the raven would pick up a piece of meat, the nugget chuta de mishcha, oil, there was so much oil in that bird, it would pour down, or it would pour down all the way to the ground because it was so rich. I remember when boys and girls would walk in the street, they were already older, they were 16 and 17, and they still didn't do Averis. And the Gra says that this is all connected. In a world where people don't do Averis, that's in a world where there's Baruch Hashem Panosa. And here I recall, could have Amrin b'Bei Midrasha, when they used to say in the Beis Medrash, the Moedel Ahan Neufel b'Yedeim, if somebody tries to impress the Umas Olam and wants to do as they do, then he'll fall in their hand. The Mesrachet Aleim, somebody who relies on them, everything that person who relies on them will end up in their hands. Says the Gemara, we go back to Machlon Kilyon. Ksiv in Megillas Rusta called Machlon Kilyon. But in Divrei Yomim, Ksiv, Yoish Vesorov. So how do we reconcile this? Answers the Gemara, Rav Shmuel, Chanam Machlon Kilyon Shmon. Their real names were Machlon Kilyon. V'loma Nikron Shmoni, why would it, Yoyosh, Shishash Menagola, they didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save us. The Sarav, Shneschai V'Sreif V'Lamakam, they were deserving to get killed for leaving Eretz Yisrael. The Chanam, and one of them said, that really Yoyosh V'Sarav Shmon, V'loma Nikron Shmoni Machlon Kilyon, Machlon Sh'Oso Gufin Chalolim, because they left Eretz Yisrael, they became profaned. The Kilyon Shneschai V'Lamakam, they were chayiv misa. Tanya commanded on Machlon Kilyon Shimon. The Gemara says it's a brisa that supports that the real names were Machlon Kilyon. The Tanya Maidik Siv. The pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, the Yoikim v'Anshi Kizba, the Yoish v'Sorof, Ashibalu Lamala v'Yosh v'Lehem, the Dvar Matikim. Says where the Yoikim say Yeshua, that refers to Yeshua Shehekim Shvul Anshi Givon. We know the story of the people of Givon that they fooled Yeshua. They were really from the people of the Zion Amimim. But after they saw what happened by Yericho, they fooled Yeshua into telling them they were from somewhere else. And Yeshua said he won't punish them. And he swore to them to that. Because of Yeshua, they lied to him. And then the pasuk continues, Yoish v'sarav ele machl v'kilyon. V'lam v'nikr shimon yoish v'sarav. Yoish nesashim in agula. V'sarav shneschayvu sreif v'lamakim. They were v'chayiv sreif v'lamakim. The Mashah explains, because they should have davened for the people of their generation. And somebody who doesn't act that way is chayiv misa. Another pshat is that they left Eretz Yisrael, they left the place of Torah, and that's why they were chayiv sreifa. Ashebalu amalav, shebnosu noshmerav, they married women from Mayav, v'yoshvi lechem zarusa meyua, shava v'nidka beis lechem Yehuda, she got connected to beis lechem Yehuda where Boaz lived, v'dvarim atikim, dvarim halolam atuk yemim emru, this was all already foretold by Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Matsosu David Avdi. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says that David HaMelech was found, a descendant of Rus, and it's alluded to in the Pasuk why that was told to Lot, that was said to him, Shtei b'neisecha ha'nimtzos. Hema ha'yotzev yosh v'netoim ha'gdeler v'melech v'machti yeshuv v'sham. Hema ha'yotzrim, says the Gemara again, explaining the Pasuk of the Reyomim, Ela ben Yonder ben Rechav, Shinotzer Shvuos Aviyim, that the father made them make a Shvua, that they should not drink wine, and they shouldn't live in their home, and like that they'll have a Riches Yomim. Yoishvi in the times of Shloim Shadoim Latiba Malchusoi, he was a strong, firm king like a tree. Gederes of Sanhedrin Shigadri put the same Shi Yisrael. The Sanhedrin is the one that makes rules that we should stay in line. Im ha-melech v'malachto yoshu zurus ha-meyo shurosu v'machl shloim ben benoi shabren beno, that she lived so long that she saw Shloim ha-melech, who was the son of David, who was the son of Yishai, who was the son of Ovid, who was Rus's son. Shneim v'yosu kisel eim ha-melech, the Pasuk says by Shloim ha-melech he prepared a throne for the eim ha-melech. V'amar ha-blazer, who was that l'rus? It was prepared for Rus, who was the Imish of Malchus. Taraban v'chaltman atfu yoshon. The Pasuk says regarding Shemitah, what does it mean that you'll be able to eat old wheat? B'loy samulta, there won't be any decay in it. Asma mai b'loy samulta, Rav Nachman b'loy ritzinosoi, there won't be any worms. Rishosha b'loy shtifa, it won't be affected. Tanya kavasi Rav Eshi, Tanya kavasi Rav Nachman, and the brises that support both interpretations. Tanya kavasi Rav Nachman v'chalto yoshen noshen yochel Yisrael mitzapn l'chodesh. People will already wait for the new grain. Nayoshen shekol because the old grain is poor. Tamalayma adbat tvoasai ad shetavet tvoasim aleu. There's no rush. The old grain is perfectly fine. Tanya kavasi Rav Sheshes v'chalto natvo yoshen yochel Yisrael mitzapn l'chodesh. So we're waiting for a new grain. Tamalayma mne yoshin shara, because the old grain is no good. Tamalayma abba tvasa, acha tova tvasa mala, no rush. Tanabonon, the Pasuk says, v'chaltam yoshin noshin. V'kal shekola miyoshin mechaveri, anything that's older, have a yofa mechaveri, is better. V'enli abadvam shidakon liyashin, that's only things that are usually left to get old, like wine. How do we know things that are usually not kept, like fruit, benign, that the Pasuk is telling us, the bracha will be, even they will be good as old. The warehouses of Tfuah will be full of grain, and the granary will be full of chadash. They won't be able to fill up the warehouses with the new grain because they haven't finished using the old grain. Because, and as the Rashbam explains, you want to put the new grain in the warehouse because it's not strong enough to survive outdoors. All right, Papa, come mila tika ma'alya. Anything old is better. Levam tamari, dates, shikra, beer, v'hasana, and small fish. And the Gros says that this is to know when you're buying these products, if you want high quality in these three products, buy new, not old. Hadron lachamaychas asfina, hadron lachamaychas asfina, hadron lachamaychas asfina.